Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Wheat streak mosaic virus is hitting winter wheat fields, especially in central South Dakota. Wheat streak is a viral disease which has been found in numerous wheat samples recently sent to the SDSU Plant Diagnostic Clinic. Wheat becomes infected with wheat streak mosaic virus by the wheat curl mite, a tiny pest which blows with the wind from one plant to another, specifically grassy plants. State plant pathology specialist Madeline Shires with SDSU Extension describes symptoms of the disease.
The most common severe symptom is going to be yellow chlorotic streaks up and down the leaf of the plant. It can just cause some general chlorosis where plants are just a little more yellow than what you would expect them to be.
Wheat streak may also cause stunting, and if severe enough, will prevent heading, diminishing yield dramatically. If a field becomes infected with wheat streak, there's nothing that can be done to control the disease, as foliar fungicides do not offer protection against viruses. Shires reports management is a forward strategy, breaking what's called the green bridge.
Spray out volunteer wheat and other grass crops that serve as hosts for wheat streak mosaic virus so that those mites can't move from one wheat field to a fallow grassy field or a field with volunteer wheat and then move into a newly planted wheat crop in the fall.
Some wheat varieties do offer genetic tolerance. Right now, most positive cases are being identified in winter wheat fields in central counties. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu and search wheat streak mosaic virus.